The images from Myanmar or Burma are stunning. Many thousands of monks in maroon robes marching barefoot through the streets, now with tens of thousands of other protesters by their side. It's the strongest challenge to the military regime in Myanmar since huge protests were crushed nearly 20 years ago. And today the regime threatened to crack down on the protesters if senior Buddhist clerics don't rein them in. Michael Green joins us to talk about what influence the United States might bring to bear. He was the top Asia official at the National Security Council earlier in the Bush administration. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And there's news today that President Bush will be raising the issue of Myanmar in his speech at the United Nations tomorrow. What do you expect him to say?
Well, this issue has been important to him personally and to the First Lady, who has actually written op-eds, called the Secretary General of the UN and so forth. I am told that he will be announcing tighter sanctions. The U.S. has sanctioned several times, several layers of sanctions against the regime. There will be new efforts to plug holes in that sanctions regime, a visa ban on senior government officials, tightening financial transfers. I think the administration is also looking at ways, though, to make sure that these sanctions don't get in the way of non-governmental organizations trying to help on the humanitarian front or with the democracy movement.
The message today from the White House, from the State Department about these protests is that the government of Myanmar should exercise restraint. Do you think that's a message that carries any weight with the authorities there?
Well, there are very worrisome things happening on the ground. Apparently, visas are being canceled or denied for travel into Burma. The junta has sent some very stern warnings. It may be that they are preparing to seal the borders and crack down violently. So I think what you hear from the administration is a warning that they'll be held accountable for that. The fact that the president is in New York with over 120 world leaders, that Secretary Rice is meeting on Thursday with the foreign ministers from Southeast Asia, all of those are opportunities to get those governments to speak out too and warn the junta that they need to not only make progress in restoring democracy, but they will be held accountable for how they handle these protests. I think now is the time to send the warnings, not only from Washington. I think we need them to hear it from the region as well.
When you say, though, that the junta would be held accountable, in what way? How have they ever been held accountable in the past?
Well, that's a very good question. In general, the U.S. and some Western governments have imposed sanctions while the neighbors, China, India, Thailand, and so forth, have been reluctant to do that. But the neighbors, especially in Southeast Asia, are increasingly unhappy with the junta's unwillingness to make, you know, reasonable steps to bring stability and some inclusive political process. We should be pushing them harder than we have been to send a warning. They provide significant aid, China and India in particular. China has desired a good relationship with the U.S., a good housekeeping seal of approval from Washington as they go into the Olympics. They want us to be saying that they're a good corporate and international citizen. India, as a democracy, has been trumpeting their democratic values and shared values with Washington. I think we need to hold them both to account in this specific case. And they provide significant aid, and we need them to be telling the junta that that would be in peril if the junta really does crack down in the way that they may be poised to now do.
Do you see this being at a flashpoint?
I think it's at a real turning point. There haven't been protests like this in two decades. And when we're talking about Buddhist monks, this is a region and a country that's primarily Buddhist. For the government to crack down on them really would provoke outrage in the region.
Michael Green, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Michael Green, formerly the top Asia official at the National Security Council, he's now associate professor at Georgetown University and a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, D.C.